Thank you very much. With regards to Botswana, where it comes to permitting, we have an institution called the Water Apportionment Board. This is the institution that institution that permits the utilization of all sorts of waters in the country, even the water utilities. For them to access the water, they have to be authorized by the Water Apportionment Board. For private water abstraction, private boreholes and everything, authority has to be granted by that. Over and above that, that institution also monitors effluent into the water bodies. Like on monthly basis, it convenes the Department of Water and Sanitation in its tasks as ensuring that it collects data across the country to see whoever that is actually discharging any effluent, test the quality of that effluent, and take stringent measures against those that are not compliant to the effluent standards. But it's not easy. It's actually a difficult process because there are times where you have to deal with a situation where a facility that is operating there or a manufacturing facility, it's a livelihood for those communities, but not complying. But to ensure that that facility complies, you must shut it down. But shutting it down, it means people lose employment. So you find that over time, we deal with those sort of issues to ultimately arrive at a point where we put in place trade effluent agreements between that entity and the water utility so that whatever discharge that they are discharging, it's supposed to comply to a certain standard so that when it goes into the municipal wastewater treatment facilities, it is of a standard that can be treated. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those, we're in the process of changing our water law now to introduce a water regulator who will independently regulate the water sector. It's still early days. We've already completed the studies. We are now in the process of legislative review. Thank you.